subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Quran Sharif also. We are over and over again, hafizu, hafizu. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. In Urdu we say hifazat. Arabic also, we say fi hifzillah. Allah ki hifazat, separated gate, with the remote. And now if he had no alarm system, he put in the alarm system also. He had no beams, he put in the beams, the laser beams, the CCTV cameras. And in the business, all of this also, he will step up the security. Because he understands now I have valuable things. When he comes to my home, my family, my children, I got to take care of them. I is that in this season also and throughout our life, that what this banda has worked for, first of all, hifazat, protection, security of aqaid and belief. In the season now, how easy it is now. Let down the security. Let's just relax a little bit. The hagas are coming, the relatives are coming. Even news we haven't been to, of dunya we had in Guna and Sil, the same limbs of the day of Qiyamah will turn state witness against that banda, against the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how important in this season, in this time now, to step up over security of the heart, whether they be laser beams, CCTV camera, whether they be the guard on sight. We are the guard on sight. So a person, when we have a guard on sight, he's got his semi-machine gun, we feel a bit secure that somebody is there. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is saying, I will be your security guard. I will take care of you in the day of Qiyamah. Just secure this for me. When it comes to your amal, it comes to your salah, when it comes to your Quran tilawat, just put up your security a bit. He's a young boy, young man. He was a young man, but so mature in his thinking. Today our young boys, still 25, they want to play PSP and games. They're still keeping them behind. What you should be doing? This young boy, not even a stand over here on his chin. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is telling him, oh young man, I will teach you a few words. Put power bricks. Something haram is coming in front, now put the power bricks on. The steam of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be such built up in the heart that now when it comes to now putting up the steam and refraining from guna and sin, a person can put his bricks on. So the golden advice given to Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, ihfaz. Given laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our young age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected our health in our old age. This is Allah the Azeel. Sa'ib Musayyib rahimah say to his son, Ya Bunayya, inni la'utilu salatak li'ajlik, arja an uhfaza fik. He said, oh my son, I lintel my salah for your sake. What happened? Say, Allah protected him. Malaika were there, Allah Ta'ala sent them in time. Almost fell on the child, almost slipped into the pool. He got saved. Allah saved him. Allah protected him. Malaika are there protecting the person because he's protecting the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the person through the malaika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use even the animal kingdom. Safina radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he got lost in the jungles of Syria, and he sees that lion coming at full speed towards him. He says, Ya Abul Harith, Ana Mawla Rasulillah. He says, oh lion, I am the freed slave of... Ba'as Mashaykh. Baro ke baad baro samajhte hai. Big people talk, big people understand. How they will understand the situation is beyond us. Put yourself into their hands. And usme hifazat hai. The protection in that. For generations. In the story of Surah Al-Kahf, when Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam, finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the banna becomes nine, when that guna will come in his heart, he wants to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the pressure is heavy on the heart. He's hitting him. The nafsi ammara is pushing him. The young boy sitting in the house, the ADSL, he knows the password, username, he's unkept. His unkeel is closed. The author says, Yatiru, he flies up. What happened? Allah Ta'ala said, my banda, I'll protect him. Directly I'll protect him. I will come between himself and his heart also. He won't even realize that I was the one. But I kept it somewhere else for him. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to his rescue and his hifazat and protection, we can imagine that person nice and see now what, how the heart will become secure. In the time of maut, a person's iman is secure. In the qabr also, a person made sabr upon that masiyat, upon that guna and sin. Finally when he comes into the qabr, then from the head side, on the right, on the left, his soul fasting will come, Quran will come, zikr will come. the sabr he made will be standing in the corner.
Quantity, but it is the quality, and the quality will lend more weight to the scales on the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, we should always be concerned that what we do, the actions which we have to do, in the prescribed quantity which Shariat has prescribed that we have to do. But we should also be concerned whether we are doing it in the proper way or not. Further on, Allah Ta'ala invited how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the birds which are flying in the sky, and they are opening their wings and they closing their wings, how they remain suspended in the air. Who does this? مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who keeps them suspended in the earth. Like that, ponder in all these great creations of Allah. Very little do you show gratitude to. In between, Allah Ta'ala then mentions the conditions of those people who will be thrown into the Jahannam. Those who disbelieve and refuse to accept the message of Haqq. Allah Ta'ala described their miserable and very pitiable condition. What will be their condition when they will be thrown into Jahannam? The Jahannam will be at them. Then you will see the condition, the miserable condition which will be on that day. Allah Ta'ala describes that. The next surah is Suratul Qalam. Suratul Qalam, also a Makki surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the qasam of the pen. This also indicates the great status of the pen. This was, these verses are all revealed in the, not ending, all actions which each individual does, each mu'min does, the reward is going to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who, being the Nabi, taught us all what we are doing, and that's why we are doing it, and all that reward will accrue to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah Ta'ala declares, wa innaka la'ala, whose name was Walid ibn Mughira, and how he used to try and harm Islam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will afflict him with the greatest forms of punishment. Allah Ta'ala mentions all his evil qualities, that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't bother about him. Don't go out of your way to try, and we are testing them. That with all these bounties which we have blessed them with, yet they are showing so much of ingratitude and not refusing to accept the message of Haqq. Allah Ta'ala says, we have tested them as we had tested the people of the gardens. Ashabul Jannah, referring to a very early in the morning, in the late portion of the night, and we will harvest the fruit before actual daybreak, and without the people realizing that we are harvesting the fruit. Therefore, no beggars and poor people will come around, and we don't have to give anybody. But Allah Ta'ala's punishment came overnight, and before they could go and even reach their gardens, by nightfall, all the whole garden is also indicated too, that those who are the disbelievers, the transgressors, the sinful ones, khashi'atan absaruhum, their gazes will be cast down. They will be in a state of embarrassment, and tarhaquhum dillah, all types of humiliation and disgrace will be enveloping them from all sides. Allah Ta'ala says towards you that the way they looked at you, it is as if now they will now, just by looking at you, cause you to slip. And as we say in English, if looks could kill, in other words, how they used to look at you, and they say that you are Majnoon, but you just carry on, you make sabr, and what you are now transmitting to them, it is just a reminder for the people of the universe, life after death, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then destroyed them, and then the various conditions of the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala explains that on the blowing of the first trumpet, Allah Ta'ala will uplift the earth and the mountains from their places. فَدُكَّتَ دَكَّةَ wahida, and they will be lifted and smashed with one another, and will be smashed to smithereens. Allah Ta'ala protect us from all that. The last ruku of that surah, Allah Ta'ala then mentions that these people, they call you a poet, they call you a fortune teller, whereas this is not a collection of poetry, nor is it the words of a fortune teller, this Qur'an Majeed. It is Tanzeelum min Rabbil Alameen. It is revelation from Rabbul Alameen. For some it will be like 50,000 years, and for others it will be like 1,000 years. Here also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is consoled that Fasbir sabran jameela. These people are now causing you great difficulty, but you make sabr on whatever they are doing. And definitely we will